We're talking with Dr. Francesca Adler-Bader from the Alabama Healthy Marriage and Relationship Education Initiative. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
So that's a big mouthful, the Alabama Healthy Marriage and Relationship Education Initiative. Can you give us a kind of a layman's view of what that actually means for people?
Yeah, there's a reason actually for every word of the name, because we did find that early on in the work there were a lot of misperceptions about who the programs were for, what the goals were, and so we wanted to really emphasize that what we're trying to do is promote pretty broadly relational health, and specifically in Alabama. So as part of the land-grant university, our first mission is really to serve our communities here in the state. And it is about healthy marriages, but it is also about a broader view of relationships. And so we target youth who are just beginning kind of that journey of, you know, dating and couple relationships. It's focused on co-parenting, so for people who, adults, are not even in a marriage or a romantic relationship, the skills that they learn are really just basic interpersonal competence. And it is education focused. So we have that in the term, in the word, or in the title as well. It's not counseling. The educators that are working in the communities are exactly that, are educators who are really working on skills training and raising awareness. And people can come to an educational setting and I think feel a lot less intimidated. Take out some useful pieces that may work in their lives and not feel like anybody has been kind of too invasive, because it is actually a very personal topic. I mean, we're all about relationships, and yet we are somewhat reluctant to talk about kind of on an intimate level about our relationships. And so we do take this educational approach that we think is just much more far-reaching. It's really important that we, in engaged scholarship work, are focusing on putting on the program, but then assessing, you know. So our theory is that if we teach these skills, then people are going to benefit from it on an individual basis. So we should see some alleviation of maybe depressive symptoms or just in general life stress and their feelings of stress. The couple, of course, themselves, are they doing things differently? Are they assessing the quality of their relationship higher? Are they more satisfied in their relationships? And then we assess overall family environment. And then one of the big hypotheses that we utilize is that when you create a healthier environment, then the children in that family should benefit as well. And we do have a small subsample, because it's more intensive research, to assess child outcomes. And we're looking at, is there what we call spillover from benefits to the adult functioning to benefits for the children's functioning. And we've gotten some really encouraging results over the years, and in particular are these assessments of the kids that we see enhance social competence. And these were very low resource. These were Head Start children that we were assessing. And that, unfortunately, the trajectory for children whose parents had not participate in the program, their social competence from age 4 to 5 actually saw a decline as they transitioned to kindergarten. And the kids whose parents had been in the relationship ed, you know, an 8-week program, educational, and we saw an increase teacher ratings from year 4 to 5. So very encouraging.